Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to The Froth. A place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable. A spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth. Yesterday's non-news today.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. Our special guest is Barry Casanola, who joins us remotely and who is also producing.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content.
The headlines this week.
Do you scrape your butter from the tub with a knife? You better, you bet. Do you eat it like a Viennetta? You better, not. Woman eats her butter like a Viennetta ice cream, sort of scooping it out from one end, working towards the other, rather than scraping it along the top like a normal person, and the internet goes berserk.
Looking back over my shoulder, you can't hear me releasing a burp.
Sean burps over her shoulder.
She certainly does. The smell of your burp lets me know that you need me. You tried to hide it, but you didn't really. Sean burps over her shoulder and thinks she's got away with it. But I smelt it, and it makes the final podcast edit.
My ass is on fire.
Bradley Walsh sets his bum on fire.
Fish fingers. He's the man who eats the breadcrumbs first. Let's lock him up. Psychiatrist tries to have Barry locked up after he reveals he eats the breadcrumbs off a fish finger first.
And those are the headlines.
Right, it is time to meet, slash bring on, slash introduce, slash...
I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, he's been here the whole time. Right. Slash, he's been here the whole time.
I set up the call, we went through levels.
He set the call, we did the levels.
Let's go showbiz.
Have you ever seen television and stuff, boy, where they often leave some of this stuff out?
The magic.
I like to keep it real.
It's like World of Sport. When the people in the background, when Des Lynam or whatever his name is reading out. Ooh.
Dickie Davis
is World of Sport.
I don't know what you're talking about.
World of Sport on a Saturday afternoon is Dickie Davis, apparently, in a tie and a moustache, reading out sport stuff.
Right.
So he'd sit there on a Saturday, on TV.
Yeah, I know.
Like, wait
TV
a minute.
Let me explain to you.
You know TV.
Yeah.
On Saturdays in the old days was sport. Yeah. Horse racing.
Yeah, so boring.
Other sports, judo,
wrestling
Satan Greavesy football, yeah. That kind of thing. They'd always have Dickie Davis would be up front in the front of your screen, in the foreground, reading out sports things.
Yeah.
Or grandstand with
Bob Wilson. Yes. Used to present sometimes.
Same kind of thing. And in the background, there would be people like leaning against the photocopier, waiting, banging it, stuff like that, getting that, changing the paper in tray three, all that. And then, and actually, I was going to say they cut that out. They don't at all, do they? It's a really bad example. They keep that in.
Yeah, exactly. A more recent example might have just been the news. They often do it on the BBC.
The news, they never have somebody in the background banging a photocopier on the news.
Do you remember that time where somebody was caught watching a fruity video?
Fruity?
Live, what?
Live on air. Somebody was watching a dodgy video in the background while somebody was doing a bulletin.
What, Dickie Davis?
No, I don't know. No, it wasn't sports.
Do you remember Nicholas Witchell? Did we talk about this before? Nicholas Witchell sat.
Of course, I remember Nicholas Witchell. He's still alive.
He sat on a female protester who came and chained herself. It was him and Sue Lawley, and Nicholas Witchell sat on one of the protesters while the news carried on.
Well, and you know what? Thanks, he got somebody in the background. Yeah, while somebody in the background was photocopying their ass in a paper hat. It was the Christmas party. The account's Christmas party was happening. Nicholas Witchell was in the foreground sitting on a female protester. Fucking hell, the news was kicking off that day, wasn't it?
All the news has got glass walls, hasn't it? So you can see exactly what's going on in the background.
That's why they've done that, is because they're having so many problems with people in the background photocopying their asses in paper hats with plastic cups of cider in the background.
Why paper hat?
They've started putting glass walls in, so that kind of thing couldn't go on anymore.
Well, it does,
also,
though.
Also, you can see the protesters coming.
You can see Nicholas Witchell riding down the corridor on the back of a naked female protester.
When did she become naked?
Yeah, I just wondered that.
Spanking her with something. What? He's riding in. This is what happens in the news when it's like the account's Christmas party or something.
Nicholas Witchell, we decided this the other day. Nicholas Witchell looks like a man who for like 20 years has eaten nothing but very dry turkey dinners.
I think that's true. He's camped outside Buckingham Palace most of the time. He only gets what people bring him, what kindly pensioners bring him.
Well, like scraps.
Yeah, kindly pensioners who see him on the Royal Channel or whatever it is, and they see him camped outside on his little folding armchair outside Buckingham Palace with his flask.
Do you think he's in
and
his
then
car?
Kindly pensioners come out and go, "Oh, Nicholas.
Oh, dear.
Sitting out here in all weather. Here's a dry roast dinner that I made."
It looks like he could be Neil Kinnock's boring brother.
Yes.
He's got a bit of the Kinnock about him.
Little.
He does. Or he could be Nicholas Lyndhurst's uncle.
Could be.
Huh? I think it's just the name Nicholas. He does look a bit like Nicholas Lyndhurst.
No, he doesn't.
He does. He's sort of faint and faint. Well, faint. There's not much to him. And he's got sort of wispy strawberry hair.
Nicholas Lyndhurst doesn't.
I'm getting turned on.
I bet you wish you were that protester.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to sit on Witchell's lap if I see him out there in a folding chair. Mind you, probably won't take my weight. Anyway, on with the show.
He's probably got one of them little foldaway trays of the dry turkey dinner.
Yeah, can you imagine? A pensioner comes along. Oh, no, I've only made enough for Nicholas. I didn't realise he had company.
Oh, my God. Come on.
First frothy story of the week. You're right, Sean. What are you doing?
Just burping over my shoulder.
Burping over your shoulder.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
burping
probably
up over my shoulder.
A lot of shows would cut that out.
Not us.
Not us. Keep it in. Keep it in, Barry.
The amazing thing is, to the listener, sometimes we record twice as much as we put out, and this stuff stays in.
You should hear the stuff we got rid of.
They would not, even that, they'd cut that even out of World of Sport, they'd cut that out. If Dickie Davis went, Tranmere 3, hang on. Altrincham 2. I just burped over my shoulder there. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Why do you think old Frank Bilious Boff lost his job?
Bilious Boff, is that how he lost his job?
Oh, they wouldn't mind if you burped over your shoulder.
But the tabloids have made a big deal of that then. That was the truth of it. All he did was burp over his shoulder. Now then, your first frothy story. Here it comes. Any more burps coming, or are you all right for a minute?
No, I'm okay now.
Okay, good. Woman. Mm-hmm. Boo.
Don't look at me. I think I've proven I'm no lady.
That's true. It doesn't say lady. It says woman.
Right.
Sparks furious debate for the unnerving way she gets butter out of a tub.
Unnerving.
Oh, women are so controversial, aren't they?
Jules Ross took to Facebook to ask people how they scrape the butter from the tub.
God. That's what Facebook's for.
That's what Facebook's for. Do you know what?
How do you get better at the tub? Oh, my God.
Yeah. How do you get better at the tub? Hey, actually, you say it's rubbish, but let's put a poll out. How do you get better at the tub?
Okay, with a 9.
No, not you. It's for the listeners. Don't give it away.
Sorry.
Oh, spoiler alert. Jules Ross shared a photo of a pot of clover. I tell you what, that must have been a quiet day in the Ross house. I mean, I know Facebook people take the piss because people upload their dinners or fancy the desserts they have in restaurants, but come on, seriously, going, oh, look at this pot of margarine. I think I'll take a photo of this and bang it on social media, which shows how, unlike a lot of people who scrape along the top, now that I would say is fairly standard. If we're talking margarine or something like clover, a buttery spread, scrape along the top,
yeah,
with your knife. And then put it on whatever you want.
Well, that's how they do it in the adverts.
Right. Well, that is how I would do it. Do you know how she does it? Instead, she likes to dig down from one side to the other. I'm going to show you the photo.
What do you mean?
That's it. Oh. So she digs down.
Right.
Oh, so it's like vertical.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. No, I see. Yeah.
So you might, I mean, I can see, I've seen that with ice cream or like with a Viennetta, you'd sort of do like that, would you? You'd cut it like that. You wouldn't scrape along the top of a Viennetta.
No, you'd when
sort
you
of
saying
dig
scrape,
down a slice.
The reason I was confused, when you were saying scrape, I thought you were talking about like when you get to the bottom of the tub. That's why when you're saying scrapes, that's why I was confused.
No, she eats it. I mean, I can't. It's really hard how to describe how she does it.
Like a Viennetta.
Like a Viennetta is the best way to describe it, I think, is it? It's like, right, imagine this. Imagine you've got a Neapolitan ice cream, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla. And
no,
imagine.
Eats the strawberry.
Imagine you've eaten the strawberry and the chocolate, and you've just got the vanilla one third
that's,
of the end
yeah,
of a tub.
That is what it looks
now,
like.
That's what this looks like. So yeah. She's eating it like that. The tub sort of gets smaller from one end to the other in an even block. It is unusual. But illegal. Since being posted, the photo has been liked 2,100 times and received more than 2,500 comments from divided users. A few people were weirded out by the controversial method and were quick to say so. One person commented, "This makes me anxious." Another said, "Ooh, no, if someone dug out my butter like that, I'd go crazy." No, one side would be heavier than the other.
That's a fair point.
Imagine if you go to the fridge, you've got to take the butter out, and all the butter is stacked down the far end. I mean, you'd probably just tip over.
But like the Italian job. It
would be like the Italian job.
Except instead of bars of gold, bars of butter gold. Do they still make gold, the butter?
I don't know, Sean. Don't get distracted.
Ah. I think that went with stork.
Went the same way as stork, that did. And what do you call it?
What?
Gold blend? No, that's tobacco. Never mind.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, there's blue ribbon. No. Blue ribbon.
Blue ribbon, I'm thinking of.
Gold blend?
This should be illegal, said another reader. But there were quite a few people who defended her. One person wrote, "I do." I do. What?
I do what?
Also, I do it with things like Philadelphia. Another said, "My husband does this, but I liked it scraped across, all even, no dents."
No dents.
That's it. That's the news story.
I mean, listen, that so you got that shouldn't be on Facebook, let alone in a news story.
That's made the newspapers.
And let alone a podcast.
That is in the newspapers. Woman sparks furious debate for unnerving way she gets butter out of a tub. There's a picture of the butter with her hand on it and a knife next to it and some bread and butter she started buttering with her weird fucking buttering technique. And then that is the whole story. Underneath there are a few comments if you want them.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Let's have a look.
Also, that she's quoted as saying, "I've always done it.
I've always done it this way." Yeah. Crusty old bloke says... Ah, here we go. Ice cream. Just the same way I take my ice cream out of a tub. Can't see a problem.
Well, one of them is frozen.
Can't see a problem.
I eat all my chips before a burger.
You what?
Yeah, I eat all of my chips.
Oh, that winds
burger.
Me up, that does.
I do that.
Shan why? Does that. Why is it winding
fucking
up?
Winds me up.
What's it got to do with
you? No. What's it got to do with me? I'm sat there next to you. I'm sat there next to you. No, because what Shan does, now that wouldn't wind me up eating all the chips and then the burger. Fair enough. What Shan does is eat the burger first, leaving all the chips. So the whole time you're going, oh, I could have some of that. I could have a chip. I could have some of those. She's going to leave those chips. She's going to leave the, and then she eats all the chips after.
No, I'd definitely go chips first. I used to, for a Sunday roast, I would go all the vegetables first, and then, and all, normally one by one on the vegetables. Then I would decide.
One by one.
One.
No, as in, I go peas, then carrots, then sprouts,
one
or whatever.
Pea by one
No, all of the peas, then all of the carrots.
Who does this, Barry? Who are we talking about here?
Me. I used to, and
you like, used to, you used to work your way around a Sunday dinner and eat all the peas first.
That's how Nicholas Mitchell eats it.
I used to, yeah, but he's really dry. I'd have all that. Then, if it was, for
whoa,
example,
whoa, Barry, I need to have this on first.
No, I'm telling you, but for example, the last thing I'd have, say for example, it was dry turkey, but the potatoes were crispy. My penultimate food stuff would be the turkey. Then I'd have the crispy potatoes last because that'd be the nicest thing.
It's the best.
If it was like a lovely, you know, lovely bit of succulent meat that you know, then I would and the potatoes were a bit off. I would go potatoes. Then
where do you know what I mean? Fuck were you eating with something shit every time? If the turkey's dry, or if the potatoes are off.
I told you, Nicholas Mitchell.
My mum's. She's Nicholas Witchell's personal chef.
if the peas are rotten,
my stepmum, my dad's wife in America, who was a psychiatric nurse, when she,
well, I bet she had a field day with you.
Oh, she did. She wanted to put me in therapy when she found
when she saw you eating your peas first, then your carrots, and then your minted greens.
It was actually when she saw me taking off the breadcrumbs off a fish finger.
Hang on, no, let's rewind a bit. I'm on her side. So you used to eat the peas first, then the carrots, then the potatoes. Yeah. But it wasn't as simple as that, because if the turkey was a bit dry, you might have the potatoes first.
I'd have the turkey before the potatoes. The potatoes look crispy and nice. If the potatoes,
why would you let the lovely crispy potatoes spoil? Why are you rushing to eat the dry turkey? Because that's not going anywhere.
To get it out of the way so I can save the best thing to last. Yeah, the same as having my chips.
That doesn't make
burger.
Any
sense. Does make total sense.
Have you ever seen me leave anything on my plate?
with puddings, especially, I used to eat them with a teaspoon and like have tiny, tiny.
Oh, I do that now.
Bits. Do you?
I still do that now. I have the smallest, tiny. That's what really annoys me about sharing ice cream with you or a dessert.
Oh, you? It's like sharing it with a dog.
No, if we're sharing a dessert, if we're sharing a dessert.
I was like, oh, can I have some? And then there's like a massive Labrador lick on it.
No.
Yes.
If I share food with you, like a dessert or something, I take to savour it. Yeah. I do it. I've done it since I was a kid. I have tiny morsels on the end of a spoon. Then you come in
on my pudding?
With a fucking massive dessert spoon. Just right to the bottom, clink.
A
you hear it. You hear it smash into the table and gouge a bit of the table out below, and then
nah.
A giant.
If I'm on my own and I had
hang on, Barry. Let me go back a bit. Let me rewind a bit now. So there you were eating your peas and then your carrots and then your potato. But saving the best to last. That's the principle. Getting the stuff out of the way. So your dry turkey, get it out of the way, get onto the lovely potatoes. If the potatoes are off, as you say, then you'd eat them first. I'll have my gone off potatoes.
Not crispy. I meant like sort of, almost like they hadn't been parboiled enough and they're a bit, when the potatoes aren't right.
Yeah. They haven't been parboiled enough,
or whatever. Yeah, or roasted roasted at high enough temperature. Whatever the reason was, not enough oil.
The goose fat.
Right.
But
okay.
If I was
hang on a minute now. Hang on a minute.
Hang on. If I was having a
hang on a minute.
Whoa!
Not yet. Not yet. Wait, everyone, calm down. I want to get to the bottom of your auntie, who's a psychiatric nurse, wanted you to get
stepmom.
Your stepmom, sorry, was a psychiatric nurse, wanted you to get help, seek therapy because she caught you taking breadcrumbs off a fish finger.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, that is weird.
Talk us through it, Barry.
I'll tell you the weirdest thing about that is that I actually preferred the breadcrumbs to the fish, so I don't know why. I was doing it.
Did he tell you? You're just saving the fish till last.
Yeah.
Well, that, yeah, but although
it doesn't
I
work.
Prefer the no, I know on that occasion. It was a
fish fingers. Yeah, but hang on a minute. You couldn't eat the fish fingers. I mean, I suppose you could eat the fish first, but you'd have to.
It'd be really weird to take off the breadcrumbs, put them to one side.
Exactly.
Then eat the fish.
Is that what you did, Barry? You took off the breadcrumbs, ate the fish. What happened next, Barry? Your stepmom's there. She sees you taking the breadcrumbs off the fish finger.
Yeah, carefully, though, with a knife.
Yeah. One at a time? One breadcrumb at a time?
No, because you can't, can you?
Not, no. I mean, well, I don't.
I don't know what sort of fancy fish fingers you have. Yeah, I would. I'd just go. I was sort of bird's eye standard, but this was in America. She was Californian as well. She was a Californian psychiatric nurse, so you can imagine. I mean, she was just like,
oh, new age.
But she talking of peas. My brother.
The peas.
We were a minute ago.
Fucking hell. A minute ago we were taking the piss out of Facebook, the internet, and bloody Jules Ross, who's putting pictures of her, the way she eats butter. Now we're going 5 minutes later. Talking of peas.
It's linked to my stepmom. My brother hated peas. Right, hated peas. Wouldn't eat them. And she used to. She convinced him that she made a tuna casserole. Why is she a peas in a tuna casserole? I don't know. But she convinced my brother that they were a Chinese vegetable called manglets. and he ate them fine. Her. Ate them absolutely fine. Yeah.
So hang on a minute. Your stepmom made a tuna casserole with peas.
She was the one who needs to go.
She's the one who needs fucking help.
Yeah.
Lunatic. So did you ever get help for the whole breadcrumbs thing?
No, because it wasn't a problem. It was just a thing I did.
Never a problem. I can quit whenever I want.
Let me ask you this. I'll decide whether it's a problem or not on this podcast. Could, if I put a fish finger in front of you now?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
I'd have to not think about it.
You'd have to not think about it. If I put a fish finger in front of you now, Barry, could you eat it just like a normal person?
Yeah, I mean, I could, obviously.
All right.
Whether I'd want to.
Would you?
But, I mean...
Probably what would you do if I put a fish finger in front of you now? What would you do?
If you put it in front of me and walked away, then I would.
If I turned my back on
like
you,
like a dog. Like when you feed a dog, then you walk off. And what then
mean if I walked
again?
Away?
It's like the marshmallow test we were talking about the other week.
Yeah,
it is.
No, if you right, leave it.
Okay, here's
have two fish fingers. If I come back. But you come back and I'll be like, hang on a minute. On I go, you didn't mention. I haven't had all of it. I've just had the breadcrumbs.
Okay, so here's the scenario. I've put a fish finger in front of you, and then I've walked away. What have I backed out of the room slowly, watching you, keeping my eyes on you, or have I turned my back and walked out?
Like, you've
like
left
when
me alone.
You're in the presence of the Queen.
I've left you alone with a fish finger in the room.
Yeah.
I mean that's asking for trouble.
Okay. You did what?
So Barry is now alone. There's no CCTV, nothing.
No, totally.
No hidden camera.
Barry's alone with a fish finger.
Okay. Barry is alone with a fish finger in the room at the moment. Listeners, if you just tuned in.
Yeah. Okay. I'm having that. If in that scenario, I'm having that breadcrumb straight off first.
Really? What? Really? You turn it into a sort of fillet of fish, like a finger of fish, but with no breadcrumbs.
Yeah, I like, you know, you do it with chocolate. I was like,
no.
You
do it with chocolate, not with a fish finger.
What do you do with chocolate? We've left you in a room with a Kit Kat. What happens?
Kit Kat Chunky.
Right, okay.
Kit Kat Chunky.
I'll tell you what happens with a Kit Kat, right? I'll go a Kit Kat Chunky or normal Kit Kat, and the same thing every time, and I never learn. I like it in the fridge.
My own worst enemy when it comes to Kit Kat Chunky.
I like it in the fridge. This is the scenario generally, right? I'll get out of the fridge, and whether it's a single finger or a whole Kit Kat Chunky.
Let's say any Kit Kat.
I'll nibble all the
like
top chocolate off.
Yeah,
like a beaver. Then I'll go alongside, at the end. Then up the other side, at the other end, and then I'm just like, just got a wafer now, and I'm really disappointed. And I always think, why do I do that? It's much nicer with the chocolate on.
You could just throw the wafer over your shoulder and then walk off, like a really cool dude.
Don't waste.
Can I just check, Barry? What is your stepmother's phone number? Fucking hell! I'm giving her a ring first thing in the morning. We need her desperately. Urgent. Urgent.
Oh, Barry. Hey, when we're allowed, can we please go on a picnic with Barry?
Looking on a picnic with Barry.
Just take Barry weird food.
Can you imagine him with a Scotch egg? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I don't know what would happen. With
no, I don't know what would happen, but it'd be... Right. Do you want any other comments about the butter?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
We've had crusty old bloke just the same way I take my ice cream out of a tub. Yeah, a lot of people do ice cream like that. Okay. Hannah Banana says, furious debate, really? All I see are a few attempts and fails at amusing responses from people who spend far too much time on social media.
Wow.
Says Hannah Banana on social media. Okay. Spazzino's nailed it. No wrong with that. Her butter. She can do what the frig she wants to do with it.
I mean, he's got a point.
Anyone who can use nout and frig in the same sentence is all right, doesn't it?
She can do what the frig she wants. Jellybean 91.
Do you reckon Jellybean was born in 91 or tried Jellybean every number up until 91?
No. She could be 91 years old.
True.
Stuff like this in the media annoys me, usually. But to be fair, she probably is a psychopath.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, are you ready for your next frothy story?
Yes.
This is as frothy as it gets. Bradley Walsh's bottom has been on fire again.
Again?
Are you a fan of Bradley Walsh?
Yeah, I think he's all right. Do you know who...
You love Bradley Walsh.
I know someone who does love Bradley Walsh. Do you know my friend...
You love Bradley Walsh.
My friend Caris.
Yeah.
Her mother, Meryl, is the biggest Bradley Walsh fan I've ever met.
Meryl?
Yeah.
Meryl?
Yep.
Meryl, Caris, Meryl?
Yeah, I think we should phone her.
We'll get her on the line. Well, I said, yes, I said, I've got a story here about Bradley Walsh. And we said, oh, we should ring Bradley Walsh. And then Sian said, no, better than that, let's ring Meryl, Caris's mum. Caris's mum is obsessed with Bradley Walsh. So let's get her on the line.
I'm not obsessed. I'm his biggest fan. Well, one of them. I think he's got loads of fans.
One of his biggest fans.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Why do you think he's so wonderful?
Well, I think he's got this brilliant mix of being a charmer, but being very funny in the nicest way. And with his contestants, he never makes fun of them. He knows how to handle everybody, every age group. He knows the right thing to say, and he cheers me up. And David, you know, my dear David, when he was alive, he was another fan of Bradley. And in his illness, in the middle of his serious illness, when Bradley came on, he have a smile on his face.
Oh,
he was worried about himself. But right, he'd say to me, come on, Brad's on, your bottle's on, and all this. And then we'd sit down like two children, and David would be laughing at him.
Oh, that's so nice.
He's got the knack of just putting a smile on people's faces.
He has, actually. He's an everyman, isn't he?
If we do get to talk to Bradley Walsh, we will pass that message on. Yes. That's lovely.
Oh, and also, he's a brilliant actor, because I remember Coronation Street, he came on the set, and I thought, how the heck is this going to work? They're all northerners up there. But he blended in.
He did.
The Knicker Factory. Then, of course, I enjoy watching him sometimes. The repeats are on of a programme he did in the 70s, Wheel of Fortune.
Was he on that?
Was that Bradley Walsh?
He was in his sort of late 30s, early 40s. He had bright orange suits, long hair.
Now I must stop 70s. You, madam. I must stop you now.
Yes?
I must stop you. I think you've blown it with Bradley there.
No, he did do Wheel of Fortune.
Are you saying he was in his 30s to 40s 50 years ago?
No. Say that then.
Him at nearly 90.
In the 1970s, I think that's when they did the Wheel of Fortune. According to the 90s.
Well, okay.
Well, if he was in his 30s then, that...
He's got a great head of hair.
No, he would have been maybe 40s. Yeah,
40s. 40s.
How old is he now?
According to you,
I'm looking at his Wikipedia now. He's 60 now.
Yeah.
That's so all right, but he's younger than me.
Yeah, he's 60, and he was in the Wheel of Fortune. Hang on, he was...
Well, he'd been in his teens.
He was definitely a Renko, wasn't he?
In 1997, Walsh was asked to front the British adaptation of the popular US game show Wheel of Fortune, following the decision of longtime presenter Nicky Campbell to leave the show after eight
years. Oh, it was in the 90s, not the 70s then?
Yeah,
97.
Yes. Oh my God. Time flies.
Now, Caris said that you've been on a rant about him today.
Oh, don't listen to what Caris said. Just because, was he on Wheel of Fortune this morning? Maybe. I have a rant about him every day because I watch the chase every night and I sit down and it's brilliant. And I tell you what, most of my friends love it as well.
Yeah, and he's very popular.
Why the rant though? What's the rant about?
Eh?
What's the rant about?
It's passion for Bradley Walsh.
Oh, yes. I just said Saturday's boring because Bradley isn't on telly.
Oh. Something like that. It's true.
Yeah, because he's on every night, isn't he, on ITV?
Is he?
5 o'clock. ITV, 5 o'clock.
Is he? We haven't got a television. We're missing out, obviously.
We should watch it.
Oh, God, about time you paid your bills, Rod.
Let me read you the story. Don't get too upset now. Don't get too upset when you hear the headline.
I've got my Kleenex nearby, right?
Yeah. You might get upset by the headline, but it's not as... Bradley Walsh,
okay,
it's not as bad as it sounds. It's a headline. It's a bit clickbaity, but don't get too upset now. Take a deep breath. Deep breath. Deep breath. Bradley Walsh set bum on fire in forgotten game show that nearly changed his life.
Bum on fire.
Set his bum on fire.
Good God. That's a waste. Did somebody throw a bucket of water at his bum? I hope they did.
I will read the story, we'll find out.
Okay.
Right. Lauded as the next Bruce Forsyth, Bradley Walsh entertains millions on The Chase. You're not going to argue with that.
No.
But his impressive telly host career nearly ended before it took off, after hosting gig ended in disaster. In an old 2001 episode of television show TV Nightmares, which documented celebrities' most embarrassing or frightening moments, Bradley shared his memorable experience at the helm of short-lived American game show Snakes and Ladders. Turning the page.
Well, never heard of that.
Never heard of it? Well.
No.
Well, the interview included footage of Bradley's disastrous start, with a dramatic failed entrance on a gigantic slide.
He slid down the slide.
The producer said to Bradley, "We'll sit you on the slide like an aircraft escape chute, Bradley. And you come down the chute through the smoke and it's going to be a big fantastic entrance." And then they had two dancers who were going to catch him at the bottom of the slide. After he slid down this big slide, right? Footage showed Bradley's first failed attempt. He was doused in smoke as he came flying down. As he hit the dancers, they all fell over in a heap. Then a second attempt went even worse.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
Well done.
With Bradley bowling over the dancers.
Poor dancers.
And continuing to career across the studio floor, straight into the cameraman. As the large audience gasped.
I bet they did.
The friction caused so many sparks, and Bradley started anxiously patting his bottom, shouting, "Me bum's alight, me bum's alight."
You can imagine him saying that.
While the women raised the buckets of water, I suppose.
Well, you, what would you have used to put his bottom out, Meadow?
What would you have done, Meadow?
Well, I'd have had a good look first, Rabs.
Hey.
And then perhaps I'd have asked for a hoose pipe and a jug of water.
A hose pipe and a jug of water.
And then a pot of Nivea just to make sure that he wasn't sore.
Then some Nivea aftercare. Some aftercare. Well, they should have had you on the programme because a member of the crew attempted to blow out Bradley's flaming backside with what? Have a guess. What did a member of the crew use to try and put out the fire on Bradley's bottom?
Mouth?
Mouth?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, like to blow it out?
Like a candle.
Wax?
No. Wax?
To make it more flammable.
It's not wax and it's not their mouth. What did they use, you think? I'll give you one.
What about foam?
What, like a fire extinguisher foam? No.
No?
You'd think so.
A hand fan?
No. A member of the crew attempted to blow out the flames. You'll see why.
Was he a man and a woman?
The member of the crew doesn't say why.
Ah. Oh, right. Just out of interest.
I mean, that would have been interesting. Just out of interest. A member of the crew, you'll never guess it. I'm going to put you out of your misery. You will never guess it. A member of the crew attempted to blow out the flaming bottom with a clipboard.
Oh, that's cruel. That means they smacked his bottom then.
Well.
And hurt him even more.
Or maybe they fanned it.
Fanned the flames.
Mind you, that would fan the flames. That would
exactly.
That would make it worse, excuse
me. Might as well have gone at him with some bellows.
Yeah. Hey, did you know, it says the show was quickly cancelled, says Bradley.
Why?
Well, because of this disaster.
But couldn't they just have a different... Why?
Because his arse is on fire. That's
Couldn't they just have a different entrance idea?
You can't expect him to carry on hosting the show.
After he
could have had another spare pair of pants and a pair of trousers. Surely.
Hey, Meryl, diolch yn fawr iawn am joining us.
Have we finished?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, unless you got more to say about Bradley Walsh.
I thought that was just a little run through. Well, no, I really thought that's a practice now for the real thing.
No, that is the real thing. I've got a story here about a farting dog, if you want to hear it.
I haven't said anything daft.
No, not at all.
I mean, we can call you when we've got another story we think you'd enjoy, Meryl, if you want.
I never get tired of Bradley with stories, no.
Oh, no, that's the only story about Bradley.
I can't
dig up any more. Well, I suppose I could dig up some more Bradley stories.
No, that's okay.
I'm sure we could.
Do you want to be our regular consultant on Bradley Walsh?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? What does that entail? It means meeting him, yes.
I can't guarantee meeting him. It means whenever there's a story about Bradley Walsh in the press, we come to you for comment.
You can be our Bradley Walsh correspondent.
You know, like Nicholas Witchell is the royal correspondent. You would be our Bradley Walsh correspondent.
Oh, well, that's an excuse to read more about him then, isn't it?
And
to
yes.
Oh, you'd need to know your stuff. You'd need to know your stuff, Meryl.
We could come back to you regularly.
I'm talking like a BBC person. You have to brief me, Rod.
Yes. But you're going to have to do some of your own research as well. Like Nicholas Witchell, he knows it all about the royal family, doesn't he?
I've made notes here and I have not used them.
What the notes say?
What notes have you got?
Just in case I dried up.
As if, Meryl.
I am curious now. So we contacted you earlier about coming on the podcast and you made some notes. What do your notes say?
Well, exactly. I remembered everything. Charm, laughter, nice chap.
Nice chap.
After Coronation Street. Oh, Northerners. Oh, you know, Wheel of Fortune repeats. Oh, yeah. And,
I like the fact, Meryl, that you had to make a note of the fact that Bradley Walsh was a nice chap in case you forgot to say it.
Oh, and you know what's hello when he's on the chase? That woman, what's her name now? Hegarty.
Oh, yes.
And he teases her something awful, but, you know, we just laugh, don't we? And he calls her Frosty Knickers. Oh, wow. I mean, he must have got skin like an elephant because he doesn't bother her at all.
I do love the fact that when we asked you to come on and we said we had a Bradley Walsh story, you've made notes and you've written down nice chap to remind you. I wonder...
He's nice.
I think, you know when Nicholas Mitchell comes on the news and they go to their royal correspondent, I think down to his Queen. Left there, out of shot, he's got notes that says Queen, Prince, yeah. Prince Philip, old. He's got Prince Andrew with a line through it.
Don't mention
Prince.
What a prat. Isn't he a real prat? Oh. And to me, he was the most handsome of all those children.
Yeah.
And I always thought he suited Diana because, you know, she was stunning and he was so nice looking, but I mean that's where it ends.
Yeah, that's never gonna happen now, is it?
A Wally
and a Pratt. That's what he is. We'll leave it at that. He's a Wally and a Pratt, and we'll leave it at that. Right, those are your frothy stories this week. Which one do you want? Woman sparks furious debate for unnerving way she gets butter out of a tub, or Bradley Walsh setting his bum on fire in the early days? Which of those is the frothiest non-story? Which one do you want?
The butter one.
You're going for the butter?
Yes.
Butter.
Good choice. The butter wins it.
Right, that's all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to special guest Barry Castagnola.
Thanks to Bradley Walsh, mega fan, Merrill Evans.
And the amazing Josh Phillips, creator of the new Froth theme tune with brass by Johnny Thirkle.
Don't forget, you can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra frothy content, including unseen bits and exclusive behind-the-scenes videos. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe, rate us at 5 stars, spread the word and tell your friends. This podcast was a Clan Bobble Vision production produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.